Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
To whom will you liken me and make me equal? Compare me that ye may be like. They lavish gold out of the bag, and they weigh silver in the balance, and they hire a goldsmith, and they make it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. They bear him upon the shoulder, they carry him, they set him in place. He standeth, and from his place he shall not remove. Yea, one shall cry unto him, and yet he cannot answer, nor save him out of his trouble. I could go on and on. Other passages of scripture talks about his idol falling over, and he has to pick him back up. They're God. Who would want a God that falls over and you have to pick him back up? Their idol they had to carry. My God carries me. Their idol was a burden to bear. We just read it. If the beasts were loading down, it was a burden to bear. But Jesus Christ, my God, says, I'll bear your burdens. He bears me. Take my yoke. Come unto me, all ye that are laden. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. What a contrast. And that's what he's saying here. Let me give you one more. Jeremiah 10. These are good. Wow. Jeremiah 10, 1 through 5. Hear ye the word of the Lord speaketh unto you, O house, which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen. The heathen does these things, but God's people shouldn't worship idols. There's one God. And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. Boy, I wish I could talk about those signs of heaven. Everybody's looking at those stars and reading those horoscopes and all these things. Should I go outside today because I'm a Sagittarius and it says it's going to be a bad day for me? I said that because I'm a Sagittarius. Shouldn't have said that. My birthday's in December. I don't read it, though. I just that knowledge that puffs you up. Look at verse number 3. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, and the work of the hands of a workman with the axe. They're forming it themselves. They deck it with silver and with gold, and they fasten it with nails and hammers that it not move. How would you like a God? You got a nail to the... You ain't going nowhere, and he can't move. Aren't you glad our God goes with us everywhere we go? I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And then look at this verse. They are upright as a palm tree, but they speak not. They must needs be born because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also to them to do good. You get the picture. It's back in 1 Corinthians chapter number 8. We know that there's just one God. We are a monotheistic people. Even though we believe in the triunity of the Godhead, here is he, the Lord thy God is one God. Okay? That's a whole other teaching on the Trinity, the triunity of the Godhead, but there's not three gods, there's one. A whole other teaching, okay? We don't worship three gods. Amen, preacher. We worship one. Okay, let's go a little farther. But to us, there's just one God. Verse number 5. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, whether people think they're in heaven or on earth, whether they be, as there be gods many and lords many. I looked it up yesterday. That the Buddhist, no, not Buddhist, indeed, even in the ancient world, even in the world today, Hinduism has 330 million gods. The Hindus. 330 million gods, just in that one religion. Can't even imagine that. The Greeks had countless gods. So I said, the gods, remember Zeus, and back in Paul's day, Zeus and all the Greek gods, and many, many gods. Okay. The Greeks had countless gods, even had one to the unknown God. Remember in Acts chapter number 17, verse number 33, they're in Mars Hill. He was there, had all these things, and there was even a statue to the unknown God in case we missed one and he won't be mad at us, you know, because we didn't make an idol to him. an unknown God, and Paul preached about the unknown God, and he left there and went to Corinth. He left there, that was in Athens. He was in Athens at Mars Hill. He left there, and probably, I have a note in my Bible in 1 Corinthians 1, he probably left dejected. He said, I'm never going to do that again. Because he said, when I came to you in Corinth, I'm going to preach nothing but Christ. Not about these, always the other guys. I'm going to preach to you Christ, that one God. Okay, let's move on. They're polytheistic people. In verse number 6, let me close with this. But to us, again, I underline that. I underline, what a difference. But to us, there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him. And there's one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. I want you to notice something real quick. I caught this yesterday, a nugget. I hadn't ever seen it, and I've been reading through 1 Corinthians in years. I caught this week, and I wrote it down yesterday. Notice this. But unto us there's one God, the Father. Notice the difference in the phrasing between God and Jesus. In whom are all things, and we in him. And the one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Do you see the difference? And look, he talked about God the Father, of whom. Do you see that? This is yes, this is no. Is it up there? Yeah. Of whom? By Jesus. It's not of whom, it's by whom. Now look at the next one. And God, we're in him. And Jesus, we're by him. Isn't that interesting? I'd never seen that before. Why did Paul write it that way? That in God, of whom are all things, everything belongs to God. You got it? It's all his. He's the owner of it all. Where, let me skip down. And by the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things? What does that mean? He's the creator. Everything that was formed, Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things were made by him. So that's the two. All things, of whom all things, of Christ. Ain't this neat? These little words. And of him by all things. And then look at this other one. And we are in him. And then he says, Christ, we're him by him. What does that mean? He's telling us the only way to God is through Jesus Christ, by him. Amen. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am that way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. And I was just, I read that, I wrote this down yesterday morning. Latrice went somewhere shopping with Kayla, and I stayed home for a couple hours, and it took me a couple hours. I was so excited when I got to verse 6. I was going to go farther, but I couldn't get past verse 6. The thought that God, of whom all, it all belongs. Do you know at the end, eternity after the millennium, and Revelation 21, 22, when new heavens and earth, Jesus turns it all over to God? Have you ever, did you know that? Turns it all over to the Father. I did what I was supposed to do. Now I'm going to stay here with my people. That's a whole, I love that. I love that thought. He was in the millennium. He ruled and reigned. And then we find he turns it over to the Father in eternity. Why? Because it belongs to him. I'm going to stay here with my people. Acts 4:12 presents Christ as the only way of salvation for man. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's why Paul said, and we by him. Our access to God is through Jesus Christ. Here's my question, and I close this awesome question. Do you know him today? Our Father, we love you. We thank you for what you've done for us, for sending your son Jesus to die for us on the cross of Calvary. May we never get over the fact how much you love us. Lord, may we share this love with others. The gospel message with those around. Be with us in the morning worship. May you receive glory in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, for now, until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.